This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Bankers Association lists 21 black-owned banks in the United States, just 21. But they are the focus of a new-ish social media campaign, #BankBlack, a call for people to move their money to banks that are black-owned or have traditionally served the African-American community. Best guesses are that people have moved more than $60 million so far. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains what is driving the movement and what it means for those few dozen black banks left in the United States.
Last July, Terry Williams was out of the office helping her daughter move into a new apartment when she started getting frantic phone calls.
Something is going on. Please come back to the office. We need help.
Williams is the president of Boston-based One United Bank, the largest black-owned bank in the country, with $650 million in assets. And her employees were calling to tell her that people were swarming the bank.
They were coming into the branches. They were lined up outside the branches. They were calling.
The bank had gone from opening about 50 accounts a day to 1,000. The sudden surge of interest stemmed from a call-out to the community. Earlier that week, two black men, Philando Castile in Minnesota and Alton Sterling in Louisiana, had been shot and killed by police. Soon after, the rapper Killer Mike appeared on TV and on radio stations like Hot 107.9 in Atlanta, urging people to move their money to black-owned banks like Atlanta's Citizens Trust.
You can go to your bank tomorrow and you can say, until you as a corporation start to speak on our behalf, I want all my money.
Right.
And I'm taking all my money to Citizens Trust.
This was the birth of the Bank Black movement. Michael Grant, president of the National Bankers Association, a trade group for minority-owned banks, says the movement started because people wanted to do something in the wake of the shootings. The idea was this.
Maybe if we would build up our institutions, and specifically our banks, maybe we start putting money in our own community and creating more opportunities and more jobs, people would not be feeling so frustrated and so helpless.
Black banks have been around since after the Civil War. And during the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King Jr. called upon the black community to transfer money into them. But facing competition and other pressures, the banks have dwindled. In 2001, there were nearly 50. Today, there are only 23, most with fewer than $400 million in assets. The message of the Bank Black movement is that people should invest in these banks, that they serve the black community in ways other banks don't. William Michael Cunningham is an advisor at creativeinvest.com, a research firm focusing on impact investing.
They are more likely to seriously consider financing requests from African Americans than other banks are.
A recent study from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation showed that in 2011, black banks made nearly 67% of their mortgage loans to black borrowers. Community banks that aren't run by minorities made fewer than 1%. Justin Garrett Moore was one of the people inspired by the call to action last summer. He moved his savings to multiple black banks and helped create a group called Bank Black USA. Sitting in front of his computer, he pulls up a Google spreadsheet the group created for its website.
We've compiled for people really a resource of a lot of different factors that they might be looking into.
The spreadsheet lists each bank's location, size, number of ATMs, interest rates, as well as data on the bank's health and what it does with its money.
It could be how much of the money are they actually lending to minority people, how much of their financial services bank branches are located in minority communities.
William Cunningham from creativeinvest.com says for the movement to have the intended effect, consumers will have to hold their banks accountable in this way.
Just moving your money won't do it. You actually have to stay engaged and you have to stay involved with the black bank that is the recipient of your funds.
As for One United, in just the second half of last year, it brought in more than $20 million in deposits. Terry Williams attributes the increase entirely to the Bank Black movement and says that money is allowing the bank to make more loans to the community. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.